moving on. Up to, remember, yes, 48. We're really getting near the end here. Two more after this one. Memches ha'ikar ha'shmona esav, the 18th ikar out of 20. So, that we've seen, all these last few ikrim, ones near the end here, they're all more of general behavioral things, you know, ideas how to behave, actually, not so much the nitty gritty of an actual tshuva. All the more general behaviors, appropriate behaviors for persons done tshuva. So here's a very short one, a few lines. Let's see what he says. Heka shmeinah asar. Heyois chatosai negdoi somid. He's going to bring a pasuk. Chatosi negdi somid is going to bring this pasuk. You should have, your sin should be in front of you, the whole, always, forever. Don't forget your avera. Okay.
It's not just an Indian word, if I remember rightly, not to dwell on it too deeply either, because it then brings back and arouses what causes the problem in the first place. So
right.
Like, remember it, but don't remember it too deep.
Yeah, I suppose you can remember the fact you've done the veda, but not to remember the actual process, actual memory itself.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, very good. Good point. Okay. So. Let's just read what he says. Hey, Kashrein Asa Hayis Chatzot Negi Somit Kiro Il a Nefesh Achrit Eis. It's appropriate for us. Interesting. A Nefesh for a sin. Lizkei Avinei Seho Tomit. The Nefesh should remember it's Avinei. It's Avinei always. The Al Tishkach Oisam Akets Yomim. Don't forget them until the end of days. Umelvavoy Lo Yechotfu. Don't steal it away from your heart. Don't let it be pushed away. Ad boich nos chalif basoi. The words ad boich chalif basoi, they explain it to mean until the time comes when he's going to have to leave this world. Right? Don't push it away until the end, until achamei v'asrim. Remember it even in this world. Yeah. Good morning. So yeah, we just started the next ikka, very short one. He said here you should a new ikka. You should remember. The person should always have his sins in front of him. Remember his sins, don't forget them.
Remember your sins which you did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what that means. Let's read what he says, we'll see what that means.
Not people remind you. Okay, fine.
Right, yeah, we had this before, actually. Yeah. Okay, he spoke about this next once. A Rosh is somebody who reminds other people of that Vegas, but a person himself should remember that Vegas. Okay, he said, because he explained this a bit further, that a person who has sinned, or nefesh, has sinned, should, it's appropriate for it to remember it's a various sin done. Don't push them away until the end of days, he said, the kates yamim. Right? Don't let it be forgotten until the time when you leave this world. Ginyan shenema, keep shy any edo. I know my sins, v'chatosi negdi somit. Ikar zeh spoil v'shah ha-shlishi. Some people say it's a mistake. He should say Sha'aravi. Okay. What did he just say here exactly? I'm not getting it exactly. What's he saying? Okay, well, read it the first time. Where you say, oh yeah, you've done an Avera, you've done Shuvah. Don't think, okay, I'm fine. You know, well, you've got a clean slate. Maybe you haven't got a clean slate, but you know, remember you've done an Avera. Don't act now as if you've never done anything wrong. Okay. What's this he saying? He says, remember your Averas, and don't forget them until Leketz Yomim, till the end of days. What? Don't push them away and say, forget about them now, and you'll leave them till Achamei Avestrim. Don't push it away until the time you leave this world.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means, for me, which I know before, you never totally clean.
So you're saying, even after, one second.
These all things which you describe, you should remember, you never clean.
In other words, there's going to be something. Achamei v'Eshrem, there's going to be something left over there. Right, but so you should don't say, okay, I've done what I have to do now. We'll leave the rest for later on. Don't do that. Okay. Mm-hmm. So first of all, it's a bit of a chiddush what you're saying. You're saying it's never, even if you do tshuva, it's never been totally erased.
But remember, it's you let him do it in numbers because my language will not permit that. Let's assume that to be clean, you need to reach 10.
Yeah.
When you lose all the tushuva, we should talk about it. You did mal in chet. And then every time when you remember, you move a little bit close, a little bit close, a little bit close. Okay? It is how you had learned before.
Okay, so we're talking about every avera.
Huh?
We're talking about every tshuva, or this is also like we like we've been seeing recently the types of averas, which even after tshuva there's something left over.
I can't.
Right. So if we're talking about the type of avera, we said before, there are some averas that tshuva helps. There are some averas which tshuva, even after tshuva, there's still a bit left over. So maybe you're talking about those avera. I mean, that's not which ones we're talking about. Right, there's another thing here. Right, okay. Okay, so it seems just. Alright, if we go back a little bit.
What I tell you in my personal life is that there is certain awareness, regardless of punishment, as a matter of fact, certain awareness I remember all my life.
Okay.
All my life. Related to my family, to my Jewish kind, to my Havrusa, to my whatever. I remember. Do I remember every single avera which I did? It's impossible, like we said.
Yeah.
There's no way to I will remember all this.
All right. No, so I understand. So far, very good. So that's what we're saying. Seems to be
Abraham. This phenomenon that you're dealing with right now. You remember this most aware which you did before?
No.
Okay.
Okay, let's understand. I'm very happy to say that's what I mean to say.
In the Balchiva type world, when you effectively wiping yourself from your past, that's the you don't even know in all that bucket of stuff what was wrong with what
right.
Was
okay, yeah, that's all.
No, I'm talking about not before, after the show.
Okay, so well.
Before the Shiva, there's no reason.
No,
right.
After the Shiva, you don't even. After the Shiva, you're so uneducated at that stage, you turn over a new leaf and you're behaving completely differently. But you don't know on all your past what things you touch with.
I'm not clear myself. After I went to Shiva, I continued to be aware.
You can't say that. I definitely made one or two things of the class why I turned Baal Tshuva. But at this stage, I have no idea. There must be thousands of things all full of awareness. I don't know what they are.
You're right, you're talking about different things. You Baal Tshuva, you make them to Tshuva, and then you say Rosh Hashanah. You never said Rosh Hashanah about anybody?
I don't know what the point is at all.
And there,
I remember this
when I said Rosh Hashanah. I can ask forgiveness. It doesn't matter. I remember this vividly.
You see, we're talking about, Mr. Goffman's talking about a various after which a person.
You don't have a moment when you remember what you did after the show? Or maybe you said I didn't do anything.
You wipe things so much out of your system that
my thing is very close to 10 because I didn't wipe up of my system certain things which I did.
So, okay.
Even I get to show you if you will forgive us all. I still am embarrassed. Even the thing is about it. I didn't do anything terrible. I didn't sleep with another woman. But even this very delicate stuff, I could not.
Oh, right. So far.
Mentality, different level of whatever. Different people.
So it looks like you're saying, my understanding so far, I think we're all on the same page. It looks like you're saying you've done an Avera, you did Shuvah, obviously someone has done Shuvah, but don't think that's it. Keep it in mind. Why? Carry on doing Shuvah. Don't think you're finished. Maybe your Shuvah is not finished. That's what he looks like he's saying. Okay, we had this idea before. Right? This was right near the beginning.
You know, Zeraf, I was going to tell you just one second things. Right now, I appreciate what my grandmother told me. She said, sir, don't upset another person.
Why?
She was not religious. Because they said it's like, take this page and tear it. And then you
glue it.
Look at this page. You see this, that was there before. It is what she said. I never understood D, but she said, you know, you never
get it back. Exactly right.
It is not new page. You like it, you don't like it. You can read very well and so, but it's not new page. But it is what I'm talking about right now. It is probably what he's talking about.
Now, we had this just not long ago, and I mean, like he said, we explained that even somebody who does tshuva, it doesn't, even if he's getting back as well, it's not the same relationship anymore. Right? And that was a special degree of what he called ruitsu, that even after tshuva could be missing. Okay. Right. So let's. We had this idea before. One of the first ikon, the fifth ikon, was dago, worry. Then, if you remember, we went through this. There's two parts to the worry. One of them was explained there. You have to worry. What do you have to worry about? It says the worry. You have to worry that even after you've done shuvah, maybe it's not enough. Yeah, you think you've done shuvah, don't be too happy and content yourself. You have to still be worried that you haven't done enough. Right? He said there. Yeah, he said there was a couple of parts to it, but he says you have to worry that there still will be something left over from here. He says even you have to worry also that maybe you've been mekatzer b'chayves ha-tshuvah, you haven't fulfilled, you haven't done enough tshuvah. However much tshuvah you do, and you hear all of that, you still have to worry. Well, maybe lehishlim chukoi es kol unosei. Kitzah, that's what the point was. If you've done a good shuvah, you've done your crying and your muriyos and everything in the tzar, then maybe that's not enough. Who said that that's totally got rid of the avein? You know how maybe your avein was so great that it wasn't enough to do more shuvah. So he carried on there. He said very nicely. He says, however, if you think about how great a Kadosh Baruch Hu is and how terrible it is to rebel to go against Kadosh Baruch Hu, then you'll realize whatever you do, that's not going to be enough. Okay, so that's what he said. You're going to worry your shuvah. So what should you do? And make sure you continue doing your shuvah. Is that the same thing as he's saying here? Whatever you've done shuvah, don't think it's enough. Keep remembering you've done the vera and continue doing shuvah.
It is how I understood.
Right. So
I don't know that does he talk about all of them or only one of them? He said totally honestly, I don't know.
So here there's gonna be a bit of passing away there, but Mr. Goffman would say, very good, okay, yeah, that's the same thing as he says there. That's what he's saying here. But you know, I don't like saying that type of thing because he's not saying the same thing again. He had this one ikka over there and he said it's all. So what's this new ikkah here? What's he adding on with this 18th ikkah? Is that a repetition of that ikkah over there? The five just... I know he's using different words.
Yeah. So I saw the difference. If you
right.
Before and right now. There's only two stages when you remember your way. Okay? Number one, you can have in mind that maybe you're not totally forgiven. It's okay. But right now, there's another stage. But when you remember Avera, you not just get upset about it, but you try to do something with this right now. One thing, understood that maybe you're not totally forgiven. Another thing, do something about it. Try this not forgiveness minimized. And maybe follow everything what he told us right now. It's one thing is just simply things to understand how mechanism you are. Another thing is to do something about it.
You're saying over here in the beginning when he said you should remember was just.
You need to understand that you're not totally clean. But right now, after we read what we read before, last several weeks, right now, do something with this. Not just get upset. Do something.
Okay, I understand. Yeah, so that would be a chiddush. I think over there, when we write over there, we understood he means to say, you know, be aware, worry that you haven't finished your shuvah, and that's what he meant over there. Worry that you haven't done enough shuvah, so carry on doing the shuvah. So now you're saying that's.
Then why is that always? There's a lot of people worried that they're not your Torah enough. And they went until seminary. Less they, the less they also watch, the they don't turn each other. No, good. It's good, but no. Did you read today extra passage?
Okay.
Yeah.
The truth is that he mentions at the end. Yeah. This. Iko Yisrael B'Shar Hashlishi. So I said some of them say it should be Shar Ravi because right at the end, almost the last thing he says in the whole sefer. Then end of the fourth shah, he talks about this pasuk again, and there he explains it. I mean, I think it looks like he says, like you say, like you're saying. He's talking about there, about Chazal say that even if you are about Yom Kippur, even if you're misvad on Yom Kippur, Averoi say you did shuvah on 1 year, you should still be misvad again the next Yom Kippur. At every Yom Kippur, you should be misvad again, even on all the averos. Okay, so he talks about that better length there, and there in the middle he brings this pasuk. It's right in the middle, if you are looking there. It's in the Dosharvi Chof Aleph. It's quite a long race. It's about halfway through. It says, Masha Kosov v'chatosi negi tamid. Right, you see, he brings this pasuk. You should always see your sins in front of you. So he says, the Medrash explains this to me, you neged einov v'niz koim b'liboy. You should see them in front of your eyes and in v'niz koim b'liboy. He seems to be stressing something here. Not just remember them in your heart and see them in front of you, okay. Avaloy zochim b'fiv, but not that you should actually have to mention and speak them out. You should see yourself inside, you should be aware of them, not just have to tell other people about it, okay. Oy pilshaboy v'talmud yushalmi. This means to say, you shouldn't look at them as if, okay, you haven't done them, we've done shuvah, so as if I never did it. Look at them, understand you've done them. There's a bit of a subtle difference here. He's saying, you should look at it, understand maybe you've done shuvah, you've got mechila, but still remember you did the vira and then you've had a mechila. Don't forget them as if you've never done it. Right? He's not saying that you haven't got the mechila. You've done your complete shuvah, you've been nimcha, but still, keep an eye in mind, you did do this once. Okay.
Even the ones that propelled you to do something so positive that avera became a mitzvah.
Right, even at the end of the day, you reach this, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, it's still something where he hasn't explained. Okay, I think we understand why that should be. He doesn't explain why. It's a different way of looking at it.
As a matter of fact, I can tell you. You know Rabbi Lichter, right?
Yeah.
Rabbi Lichter wrote a small book about teshuvah, and he gave me a very good indication what kind of teshuvah he does.
Okay.
And it's working for me all the time. He says it's a very good indication as follows. You make aware A. Well, you did everything good, he said. Then when you look at a matter, is this aware? Is this act disgusting for you? Not that it's wrong. It's disgusting in another way. When somebody served me in plane, heaven, piece of meat and said, I'm sorry, it was poor. I start to throw up. Not because I was like clean myself. It was so disgusting that I go, it was this aware which he did disgusting for you. Not just
okay, yeah, very good.
Then you done. Good. It's still my benator. But if it's not, if it just was wrong, I should not do it because Torah tell me not to do it.
Right.
You way to go. Way
yeah.
to go.
Okay, very good. Yeah. Right, he says, Baskhanas have a shari ikre shuvah. Okay, so this is how we started off explaining it. We started off saying it means, okay, you've done the vera, you've got shuvah, but be aware you've done the vera. Right. But then we were bothered, but the way he said it was, don't push it off until Achamir of Esrim.
Right.
If, what does that mean again? Again, we're going around the circle here. So if it means we're talking about here, you've done shuvah, even if you've done shuvah, you've got your speaker, it's still important to remember you have once done that, you did that very well.
End moment.
Right. So remember it. So what does it mean by don't push off Achamir of Esrim? Even Achamir of Esrim, that's all. You're still going to be without that very well. If you're talking about you've done a complete shuvah.
Again, this.
So okay, so that's why we said that you said right.
It will be smaller.
Right, so we're saying so that's why we changed a little bit, and we said maybe he means even if you're unsure, but remember there's still more to do.
Right.
So that's not what he's saying here then. Right? That's what he's saying. Remember that you did the veil and it was forgiven because then you'll know there's still more to do. That's what he means.
It is how I understood when I heard another case.
She's saying that if you think you've never done it,
in another case you have to declare it.
Right. She's saying, however much trouble you do, there's always more to do.
Nothing will be changed. The implant then became paranoid.
Okay, so, right, so in both places, right, you didn't see, you left it a bit blank, you left it has to fill in the gap, so maybe that's what he means. However much trouble you've done, okay, then the problem was again, then that would be the same thing as he said over there by Dogra. Okay, well, that's finished now. Yes, he's going to carry on. Maybe we'll see you next time. Thank you very much.